Welcome to Coffee and Jesus. It's Wellness Wednesday. It is June 24th, 2020. Let me start off with Proverbs 3:24. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. It felt like I didn't sleep for decades. One, because I just didn't require a lot of sleep growing up. And then, when I got older and I had kids, of course, they didn't always want to go to sleep. So finally, when they were a little older and I started to rest, I saw the difference in how I felt and even the productivity in my work because I was actually rested. Sleep is important, y'all, especially the older you get. And so for Wellness Wednesday, I want to talk to you about taking naps. Yes, naps. You know those things you tried to get your little kids to do and they pretended to be asleep? Naps. So, what are the different types of naps? How long should you nap? Let's just dive right in. A habitual nap is when you take a nap at the same time each day. I do this. At work, many times I will not eat lunch or take my conference break for what it's meant to be used for, and I will actually go to sleep for 20 to 30 minutes in my car. My boss knows, don't worry. I need that. I really do. I'm 56 years old. I work with little kids, it takes a lot out of me, and I just need it. Now, a planned nap is a little different than a habitual nap. Let's say you've got company coming in, you know you're going to have to stay up later than usual, or you have a function and you're going to be out later than normal, and so you're not going to sleep at the usual time. You need to plan a nap, and that way you can stay up. There's the difference. An emergency nap may happen when you're suddenly just very tired. Maybe you have, you're experiencing side effects from medication, and so you're feeling just a little unusual. You're driving, so you may need to pull over and take a nap. You may need to call someone to actually pick you up and take you home so you can take a nap. But don't ever use heavy machinery when you feel really, really drowsy. A short nap is always recommended, which is 20 to 30 minutes for alertness. That's a short enough time also so that it won't interfere with your regular sleep pattern at night. Now, today I took a 2-hour nap because I stayed up a lot later than normal. I didn't go to bed till like 2 o'clock in the morning and I still got up around 8. So because I did that, I took a 2-hour nap this afternoon, but that's unusual for me. Really, 20 to 30 minutes is awesome. I feel 100% recharged once I'm awake, and it really is restful. Make sure that you have a quiet sleep environment, that you are comfortable with whatever you're sleeping on, and that the temperature is right for you. I prefer to sleep in the cold. A lot of people don't like that, but that's what helps me to rest at night. So what are the benefits of napping? Rest can restore your alertness, enhance performance, and reduce mistakes and accidents. And there's research that proves that. It's very important to take care of your body, and rest is one of those things that will do that, especially if you're sick. Believe it or not, making or breaking your time, your day, relies on rest and improving your health and getting rid of a cold or any minor sickness. Rest and water will always help with that. Isaiah 40, 30, 31 says, even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Romans 12, 2 talks about how that rest helps your mind. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. 2 Corinthians 4:16, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. And naps, rest, is a way for you to renew yourself. Jeremiah 31:25 says, I will refresh the weary and satisfy the faint. I pray that you have enjoyed this short Wellness Wednesday podcast on napping. Please find time, make time for yourself. Self-care, soul care is very important. You can't help anybody else if you're sick all the time. You can't help anybody else if you're tired all the time. When you're tired, it affects your mood, and you might be angry and lash out at people that you love when you don't really mean to. So take an assessment of your life, of your health, of your habits, of your schedule, and make sure that you take a nap. Be blessed.